Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1973, recorded on Thursday the 24th of August 2017, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm joined by Don Cleaver.
Thank you, Alison. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with the week's news, we have two features, one on the mysterious yew tree and the other on the building blocks of our childhood, Lego. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include the principal of Easton and Otley College leaves by mutual consent, and there is a call for a blue plaque in honour of a Norwich father of modern dance. But first, a local businessman calls for help to catch showroom raiders.
A £1,000 reward has been stumped up by a Norwich businessman after thieves smashed their way into his motorcycle showroom and made off with two bikes. The raiders took sledgehammers to the windows and walls of Dave Berkshire Motorcycles in Rackheath before taking the bikes. Now Mr. Berkshire wants the culprits caught and is willing to pay for information that leads to their arrest. He said, "I want to know who it was because I think it's someone who's been in my shop. They must have known the layout of the building."
It was a panic which was entirely out of place in a typical small seaside town. But disturbances in Cromer saw pubs and businesses close their doors as the town fell into what has been described as lockdown. The disorder, which came at the end of the annual carnival, with police saying they were called to five thefts and reports of shoplifting, antisocial behaviour and people refusing to leave bars. The police described the incidents as low level, saying no arrests were made and denying rumours of stabbing, but vowing to increase patrols in the area. Police identified a slight increase of low-level antisocial behaviour and reports of crimes in the area, so proactively adjusted resourcing levels in order to deal with this.
Children, parents and grandparents learned how easy it is to get involved in the digital revolution at a one-day interactive festival. The second Norwich Raspberry Jam event at the Forum attracted 150 people aged 8 to 80, focused around the benefits of a low-cost credit card-sized computer known as a Raspberry Pi, which teaches the fundamentals of programming. It was organised by City of Norwich School A-level student and budding engineer Archie Rock and Trouse mother Claire Riseborough, who is founder of the social enterprise group Step Into Tech, which teaches 8 to 18-year-olds digital code through its Young Makers Tech Club. Raspberry Pi machines cost as little as £5 and can be bought from high street and online stores. They're plugged into computer monitors and televisions.
A campaign is being launched to get a blue plaque put up in Norwich to remember and honour the city-born father of modern dancing and First World War flying ace who was killed almost a century ago. His name was Vernon Castle, and with his wife Irene, they took the world by storm, becoming superstars. In the 1930s, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers played them in a movie telling their remarkable story. Norfolk historian and author Philip Yaxley said, "When Fred was a teenager, he used to go and watch them performing. So without the Castles, we may not have had modern dancing, Fred and Ginger, and even Strictly."
Four-legged friend Inca has helped to make a difference to countless patients' lives, and now her owner is hoping the canine chum will be crowned top dog with a special national award. 8-year-old Inca is a much-loved Pets as Therapy, Pat, dog, and for the last 6 years has been a regular visitor to many patients receiving care from the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust. Her owner, Sheena Scrimgeour, who lives in Helsden, has entered the Labrador Staffy Cross into the Pat Dog of the Year competition after receiving amazing comments from patients, relatives and staff about how much Inca has helped people. She is hoping that Inca will beat hundreds of other dogs to be named as one of the final six, who will be invited to next year's Crufts, where the overall winner will be announced.
The principal of Easton and Otley College, David Henley, will leave his role after the newly elected chair of governors said there must be consequences from an inadequate Ofsted report. In July, the college, which has almost 4,000 students spread across two campuses near Norwich and Ipswich, was rated inadequate by Ofsted after a four-day visit in May, a fall from the previous good rating given in 2013. At the time, Mr. Henley said there had been a turbulent few years at the college with changes of leadership. Mark Pendlington, who was recently elected chairman of the governing body of Easton and Otley College, said it was bitterly disappointing to get a rating of inadequate from Ofsted, and we need to address the issues raised.